As Michael Manley meets President Bush for talks on debt and drugs. The tension mounts in the Dominican Republic as the election date draws near. And pigs and sheep set off for Antigua to help improve stock on the island. I'm Pat Whitehorn and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The Jamaican Prime Minister, Michael Manley, met with President Bush in Washington today, their first meeting since Mr. Manley took office in February of last year. President Bush promised Jamaica's Prime Minister that the United States will try to help with his country's economic development, and Mr. Bush praised Jamaica's contribution to what he called regional affairs. From Washington, Jan Ziff reports.
President Bush told Mr. Manley he's commissioned Treasury Secretary Nicholas Brady to look for flexibility within the constraints of the American budget to help Jamaica solve its serious economic problems. The United States wants to help in these efforts, Mr. Bush said, after a working lunch with Mr. Manley, adding, I'm afraid I cried on his shoulder a little about some of the budget limitations we face here in the United States. But he pledged the Americans would continue to support development and growth in Jamaica. The administration here has considerable admiration for the achievements of the Jamaican Prime Minister, both in the areas of drug interdiction and economic reform. Welcoming Mr. Manley in the Oval Office, President Bush told him, Let me just say how welcome you are. We have great respect for what you're doing and trying to do.